All right, have everything rolling on my end, Dan. Where do we begin? There's a lot that farmers and ranchers have been facing over the past month or so, and particularly the past week. Just talking with, you know, your members of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, your board members, what is top of mind for them and what sort of conditions are they enduring?
Well, Megan, this has been one of the most challenging harvests, I think, that we've ever witnessed, certainly in modern times anyway. It's just so difficult. The North Dakota Grain Growers Association Board of Directors met this week, and so we talked with our directors from all across the state as to what the conditions are. And it's tough, and it's not getting any easier. You know, this snow, when you're looking at your cornfield, for example, and to the top of the corn is snow, and we're talking about the 15th, 16th, 17th today of October. This is a challenge. And, you know, Megan, we really haven't seen in North Dakota good harvest weather since August of 2018. So, you know, not only the challenge that we face, you know, literally on the ground, but also the challenge that a farmer faces, knowing that that crop's out there, knowing that there are bills to pay, you know, it's one of the most challenging years that unfortunately most challenging years that North Dakota's ever faced.
In particular, the wheat in Durham and small grains harvest in general was very challenging. I think the crop that is still out there at this point, unfortunately, isn't going to be harvested. And so when we talk about quality in small grains, that's been a huge story, Dan. What sort of approach are you guys taking to it, or what do we know at this point?
Well, you know, Megan, as you're well aware, North Dakota, you know, small grains, wheat and barley, which the North Dakota Grain Growers, you know, contracted the Barley Council and the North Dakota Wheat Commission to help with the domestic policy issues. We sell quality. That's what we sell. That's whether you're malting barley for beer or whether you're, you know, baking bread. Nonetheless, we sell quality and the highest quality wheat and barley on earth, I would say. That being said, with all of these weather challenges, we've seen that quality deteriorate. And so we're taking the avenue of working with our decision makers, you know, working with our congressional delegation, which has been very, very helpful, working with Governor Burgum, working with Commissioner Goring, to try and find some solutions. I tell you, if there was a one-size-fits-all solution, if there was a quote-unquote silver bullet that we could incorporate today, we'd do it. And we don't. We don't have that. But there are some programs that are available we're looking at, specifically the WIP program, as to how we can fit that in to help with quality losses and cropping losses in the state. That would be a disaster type aid approach, but we're looking at all kinds of different approaches as to what we can do. I know the governor's office, for example, is assessing whether or not to do a secretarial disaster declaration. How widespread that can be, that's good. That's another step. There's just a whole lot of jigsaw pieces to this the policy puzzle that we're looking at and we're pushing forward with.
And so I know there's efforts out there right now to aid in that, in getting that secretarial disaster declaration, Dan. And so really, it starts at the farmer level, doesn't it? What do farmers need to be doing right now?
Right now, what farmers need to be doing is getting a hold of their local county agents and letting them know exactly what the conditions are so that they can get that information back to the governor's office, back to the commissioner of agriculture, back to Doug Goring's office, so that they in turn could get that message up to Secretary Perdue, to the president, to the North Dakota congressional delegation. So that first of all, we have to know, you know, what exactly are we dealing with, and then second of all, we need to get that up to decision makers, so that in a timely fashion, so that we can address these issues and address them in a timely fashion. Because, Megan, as you're well aware, and all the listeners out there are well aware, this is about cash, and it's about cash flow. And the quicker that we can get cash flow into farmers' pockets, the quicker we can get that out into the North Dakota and Minnesota economies, so that we can in turn keep this economy moving. This is an economic crisis, and not only for the local Dan Wasland farmer. This is an economic crisis for Main Street Fargo, Main Street Grand Forks as well. And so so we got to address this. And the quicker we can, the quicker we do, the better off we all are.
So say, you know, a secretarial disaster declaration was declared. What would that do for the farmer back here in North Dakota?
Well, again, Megan, it's about getting cash flow into farmers' pockets. No matter what you do in policy, it cannot replace a good crop, and it cannot replace good harvest weather. We just can't, and everything like that. But if we can help to fill some of the gaps, if we can help, aid folks to get over these conditions, to get through 2019, so that we can go on to 2020. These are the things that we want to look at. Again, I wish that we could wave a magic wand and quite frankly, get this harvest rolling again. That's not really happening right now, but certainly we as folks that are working on domestic policy have got to help find some domestic policy answers, some questions in crop insurance, some questions on disaster, some questions on the secretarial disaster declaration. We as decision makers need to pull together, move forward, and try and find these solutions, because it's for the good of North Dakota agriculture and the North Dakota economy.